Hello.
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 Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. My name is Anthony. We are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Now, I assure you that we're not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. If you don't mind me asking, are you between 18 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or older than 65?
Yes.
65 or older?
Younger, 30 to 49.
30 to 49. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Black.
Black. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
There was an election in Ohio on November 7th of 2023. Did you vote in that election?
No, I didn't make it to the voting.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election, taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say that you are to vote in that election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Very likely. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
It's a lot. Cost of living.
So we can say jobs and the economy?
Yes.
Okay. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the main reason that you decided not to vote in this election in Ohio?
I'm sick. I'm on dialysis, so I was sick.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. And how you doing with that?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing good.
Awesome, awesome. Great, great. Okay.
But I know we do the absentee vote here. I gotta learn how to do that and get me absentee vote for next time.
Yeah. Yes, as a matter of fact, that's why we're doing all of these, okay? So that we can go ahead and have a sample of what people need in order to do the voting, okay? Now, if you don't mind me asking, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Okay, issue one, the summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how would you have voted on issue one? Yes or no?
I'm still undecided on that.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like, you know, they have the right to make their own decision, and parents have the right to help in that decision as well.
Oh, and I, of course, definitely. Okay, would you like me to put you down as yes?
Yes.
Or no? Okay, yes. Okay. And now, why did you vote on yes on this issue one? But you told me that you didn't vote. But why would you vote yes? Because now, like you were sharing with me, you said something about they should have, that every woman should have the right to make their own decision, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me go ahead and write that in, okay? Every woman should have the right to make, their own decision. Okay. Their own decision. Okay. And now, let me read to you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experience these things in this election cycle. English language, TV ads. Spanish language, TV ads. English language, radio ads. English language, online, digital ads and videos, like in YouTube, and also Spanish. Social media, like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Phone calls or texts from volunteers. Someone coming to your door. Billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups. Did you hear about the election through any of these?
Yes, through a lot of them.
Which one? The language, English TV ads?
English TV ads.
Radio ads?
Radio ad, mail.
Okay. Any billboards or yard signs?
Yes, both.
Okay. Someone came to your door?
They probably did because I had a flyer in the door when I came home one day. So.
Oh, okay. Any phone calls or texts from volunteers?
Texts from volunteers.
Social media like TikTok? Instagram,
yes.
Or Facebook?
Okay. Facebook.
Okay. Family members or friends talking about the election?
Yes. Family members. Yeah.
What about in church?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers, or other. Who would you trust the most about abortion access and reproductive health?
I mean, I trust a few of them. I mean, I trust the doctors. Some doctors, you know, doctors know what they're talking about. And then I know some women who've been through it, you know.
Okay. So women have experienced an abortion.
I'm sorry?
Women who have experienced an abortion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
And why, and the next one will be why you would vote on issue one? Well, you told me it was because of the rights, correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Reproductive rights. Okay. I know it's a little bit confusing because you told me that you didn't vote. And some of these questions kind of like ask you, why did you vote? But
right.
They just want to know, how would you have voted if you had voted? Okay? Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
And the reason why is because it is, like you said before, it is your right, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. Let me write that in, okay? I'm sorry about that, you know, they keep on, that's the way that the survey has been made. Now, let me read to you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or not convincing, okay? Now, this message: your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst, pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
You said I'll be part of, hold on.
No, actually it says, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut out of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Is this argument convincing or not convincing?
No.
Not convincing at all or not very convincing?
Not very convincing.
Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. That this is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Convincing?
Okay. Would that be somewhat or very somewhat convincing? Okay.
Somewhat.
Now, government should never force a rape. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Now, do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Somewhat. Not at all, or somewhat, or not very convincing?
Somewhat
convincing, or not very convincing? Okay.
Not very convincing.
Okay. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. The last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban. A ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
We're almost done, okay, ma'am? Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats,
okay. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
I don't know, like I said earlier, the economy.
Jobs and the economy. Now, yes. If you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
Is that another issue?
Economic issues?
Yes.
Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you?
That will play a role. that will play a role for me as well, too.
Okay. I know it's a long way out, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate, would you vote for him or... Okay, Sherrod Brown. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat Party nominee, Donald Trump, Republican Party nominee, and a third-party candidate, who would you vote for? Or are you currently undecided?
I'm undecided because Trump, okay. Trump did some stuff, but he was still, yeah, I'm undecided.
Okay. And the reason why?
Because I don't agree with everything that Trump did, but Trump did have the economy going better than what it is now. It wasn't so much inflation, you know, it wasn't the prices.
Okay. So you don't agree with everything that Trump did, correct?
Correct.
But he had the economy in a better state, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, just a couple more questions and we're finished with this interview. In what country were you born?
United States.
In what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
United States.
Which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? The Democratic Party or Republican Party?
Democratic.
Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Maybe conservative, I think.
Conservative, okay. Now, what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25,000, between 25 and 50. Okay. And what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. We are complete with this interview. Thank you. I truly appreciate it, and I wish you the best. Okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.